Good afternoon. This is Susan Gingrich, the Herb Lady, and we are here today to have a nice discussion with Sherry Edwards, one of my close friends here that in Southern Ohio. Before we start the interview, I want to mention, just a follow-up from last week, I did a show on pawpaw, and I forgot to mention that we're having a pawpaw festival here in Southern Ohio. I said that as though I had something to do with it, but right here at Lake Snowden, for the last, I'd say, six, seven, maybe even more years, there has been a pawpaw festival on this particular weekend in September. So if you would like to come experience pawpaw ice cream and some great music, I know they have music planned into the night both evenings. They have ice cream, they have a recipe contest, use of pawpaws, and I will be speaking on the medicinal qualities of pawpaw both Saturday and Sunday at the festival. So anyone's welcome to come. I think there is a small admission fee. And actually, I've been coming to that festival for several years, not realizing that Sound Health was just over the hill from there. Now, this spring, I was at a wellness fair in Nelsonville and ran into this amazing woman, Sherry Edwards, who's on the phone with us today. And I was using a piece of equipment that I had purchased that turns out to have been something that she had been working on and developing for some 30-odd years. And when she showed me where she is with the equipment that she's working with now, I was astounded. I started taking the classes from her, and I've been using that equipment with my herb business and in helping people to regain their health. And I wanted today to just say hello, Sherry, and have her come on and tell us some of the story of how it all developed, first of all. I have some people who I've been talking with and helping them figure out how they can use this as an assessment tool. And one of the things that I'm envisioning is actually, in the future, people will all be able to use this assessment tool on a daily basis in their homes. It'll be way beyond just a medical professional being able to use this. And I just want to spend this hour spelling out what are some of the benefits of using bioacoustics, vocal profiling, and just how this can apply to generating better health and maintaining great health so that you can get your job done here on this planet. So hi, Sherry.
Hi, Susan. Thanks for having me on. I think you came along in our lives at exactly the right moment, because I was just kind of hiding out here in the backwoods, and it really didn't dawn on me how much this is needed. And I know our lawyers have told you not to name names on the air of who this other equipment is, but we should let people know that this really is our equipment.
We're getting some buzz on the line there. Okay,
here.
That's better.
Okay, this really is, maybe that was a signal not to say this. If it happens again, I just won't talk about it. But this is our equipment that we had developed about 10 years ago, and it's our very early technique that one of our students went out and is spreading the word about vocal analysis, and we should thank her for that. But there's 10, 12, 15 years of research beyond what she is offering, and I think compared to what people can do now with vocal analysis, the system is workable, and it's good, but it's crude compared to the analysis that we want people to have in our homes. We are a research entity, and we work with taking a vocal print, and that's just through a microphone into a computer, and they can send it to us, and we really want to work on getting this online.
It's when my cell phone goes off. I'm going to put it someplace else. Go ahead.
Okay, when people send us a vocal print, and we can send them back a report, and that takes a few days for it to do it. So we want to get this online so that people can do it from their computer, from their home, and immediately know what issues are going on in their body, what nutrients they need. And Susan and I are working on a database so that if you are in need of calcium and your symptom is osteoporosis, then she can direct you to the herb that's needed for that. And we can also monitor your voice, and we can look at efficacy of what's going on. We did some studies with Tygo, a product from Nature Sunshine, and we were able to take a vocal print, look at it immediately through the computer, and then feed somebody some of the Tygo and see if that was the proper thing for them, to see if it leveled out their voice, if it caused more coherence. Because coherence in the voice is a good thing, and the voice scattering all over the place is a bad thing.
When I first saw you doing that, the testing the products like that, it reminded me a lot of muscle testing, which is something that a lot of herbalists work with as an assessment tool. Literally, the body becomes stronger in the muscles when you take in a product that's good for you, and or even hold it near you to do the testing. And this acts the same way by looking at the vocal print and seeing how coherent it becomes. So that's one way that a person could actually utilize these vocal profiles. It doesn't take long to do this either. It takes, we timed it the other day in class, that it was only 15 minutes from the time we took the voice print till we were just about finished telling the person what was low in their body or what looked like a trauma spike.
Well, it takes more information to interpret the chart. It takes us about 5 minutes to take the print, look at it immediately, and then and start bopping out the report. One of the things I like about it, in addition, muscle testing is great. I can't do it. I can't rely on it.
I can't either, because I feel like I want to influence the outcome.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that can happen is we can look at these vocal prints, and the person doesn't have to be where you are. They can send it to you over the internet, or we have a system now where we can go online with someone, and we can see their computer, so we can see instantly as they're sitting on their end, thousands of miles away, ingesting this product, we can see what's happening to their body. So this is a way to do customers that are not immediately where you are, and maybe you have a very ill person that just can't get up and drive, and you can have them take this herb, or I think we did minerals, we did several things. And by the way, we ran some studies on pawpaw that I want to talk about too, if people are interested in how that relates to cancer. But you can do this mobily. You don't have to be with the person. And they can also send you a vocal print over the internet, and you can test it. If they don't want to have the computer programs on their end. But we are doing free classes right now between now and the elections, because we've gotten so much feedback that something's going to happen, some toxic exposure, more than likely, and we want people to be ready. So we are doing free classes between, just an introductory class, between now and the elections, and they can jump on online with us. They don't have to be where we are. And we're hoping that that will interest them enough to go ahead and invest in these programs so they can have them at home.
The first program you're speaking of, the provider or the nutrition consultant, would be a good step in to this. And it provides just gobs of information. And one of the differences that I have found with it and other assessment tools, I've worked with iridology for years. Iridology is about constitution and about slow changes in the body. So it gives you a good picture of kind of what's going on with the systems in the body overall and over a long term. But what we are discovering with this nutrition consultant is somebody will come in, and I'll find an indication of an allergic reaction going off right now. And I'll turn to them and say, you know, we talked about you and your wheat allergy. Did you cheat this morning? And they'll just blush. And it's like, right now, we can find out what's really going on. Right now, you can see whether you've got the wrong vitamin E bottle in front of you because it's short in selenium. You know, it just immediately can help you find those things. Now, this is not a diagnostic tool. I want to make sure that that's clear to people. We're not naming diseases. Therefore, it is not diagnosis.
What they're calling it, the doctors who refer to us or refer their people to us, are calling it a management tool, so they know the direction to look. And your people who are using kinesiology and muscle testing, we have a program for muscles, so they can see if that's a confirmation. And then there's also a connection between a particular muscle and a nutrient. If people have weak ankles, it's potassium and things like that.
Oh, more of that. Give me more. That's fascinating. What about a thumb? What would that be?
Zinc.
Zinc, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you can't open a jar And that's a weak muscle, and that will show up on your chart. It's usually one page for muscles.
I have always found most people in this part of the world are short of magnesium. Do you know off the top of your head what that muscle would be?
It's the psoas muscle that keeps the hips from getting torqued one way or the other.
Which is why for years I would go to the chiropractor every 2 weeks and it would always be out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's also in this area a depletion of selenium. So we've got a lot of thyroid in this area. And a lot of the women that we follow through pregnancy and see what nutrients they need so their body isn't depleted while the baby gets its stuff, they need selenium. And it also helps stretch all those ligament tissues. We have one girl that, a first-time baby, and we followed her all through, and she craves potatoes, which are full of selenium. And she doesn't have one stretch mark. And she went back to her normal size in like 3 days.
Oh, this is a top-level secret that every woman wants to know, right?
We have more.
Yeah.
So we, in doing the muscle thing, they would take the vocal print, which takes 30 seconds. They would put it into another program that would pull the points automatically, no manually looking at it. And then that program is dropped into one that makes reports. And in less than 10 minutes or so, they have a report of what muscles are weak or strong. And then we have a muscle book that ties that to the nutrients. And let's say you have something like the latissimus dorsi, it's out 3 times. Well, choline is the same frequency as the latissimus dorsi. So we're going to look at choline and cholesterol and all the B vitamins.
And that points you right toward the liver, doesn't
it? Yeah, liver function.
Right. So an herbalist who knows what to do about the liver would know where to go from there.
Absolutely.
And move over to milk thistle, mm-hmm. maybe a Chinese liver cleanse or something to really pull out the fatty deposits and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I get this.
Well, we just did a guy yesterday that was having trouble with his weight and energy, and it ended up being linoleic acid, I'm sorry. And in order to use linoleic acid, you need carnitine. And in order to use carnitine, you have to have iron. And so we're able to trace that right through to the fact that he wasn't using his iron. Then an herbalist says, well, iron is in I don't know what, because you're just now training me to do this stuff. So you talk about that.
Well, I've got a product called IX, which is an iron source that's all plant source. And the X is a John Christopher formula, who's a very famous herbalist from Utah, back a generation. But there are yellow dock. There's several herbs that are very high in iron that's more usable than an inorganic iron, which would be a rock source. So you really want to get your minerals from a plant source if possible. I want to back up to the thyroid issue. I run into that constantly, and since I do my consultations in Ohio for the most part, just about every Ohioan I ever talk to, I have always recommended a thyroid activator combination, which is several different seaweeds. But since meeting Sherry and recognizing the selenium piece to that puzzle, as well as thiamine, both of those nutrients have to be available to the person to even use the iodine that is supplied by those seaweeds. So just the seaweeds is not the total answer. And you can tell from this simple nutrition consultant whether those factors are being met.
Well, we have templates, what we call templates. So if we suspect that there's a thyroid issue, then we have this general template of everything dealing with thyroid, and the computer can automatically compare that to the voice, and we can see exactly, okay, is it selenium? And since selenium requires vitamin D3, which is a dry kind of vitamin D that you get in plants, then we can trace this back to its root cause, its absolute root cause.
By the way, a source of that vitamin D is probably sunflower. I'm not going to say for sure because you're delineating the D's, but sunflower sits there and looks at the sun all day, and it really is a good source of vitamin D, generally.
I am really excited about hearing about how you're combining this with herbs, and you use not just one herb company, but you're expanding into several.
Yes, we use Nature's Sunshine because it's a natural, it's a company that's dedicated to using all natural products. Pure Herbs is another company that makes tinctures. So all of their products are in a tincture form. They tend to be a little bit stronger. So when I'm dealing with somebody who's really needing a shot in the arm, we go over to one of those bottles. They're a smaller company out of Michigan. And recently we've discovered New Sun, and it's a smaller family than Nature Sunshine, but some brilliant people involved with it too, and also, again, committed to an all-natural product. You have to understand that in this country, a product can say natural on the label if it only has as little as 3% natural in the bottle.
Oh!
Yeah, isn't that fun? So if it doesn't say natural, you know it's synthetic. And even if it does say natural, you don't know but what it's 97% synthetic. So I picked my company carefully because I'm dealing with people who are very sick, and I just get great, much better results from natural stuff. But then we've discovered what you have found out with the bioacoustics and the delivery of the equivalents of frequencies back to the person through the tone boxes. And that's another level that we can take the bioacoustics to. Do you want to talk about that at all?
Well, I want to pick up on something that you said. Since you've been doing the show on BBS Radio, mm-hmm. which I love, it's a source for people to do their own thing, we have been contacted by so many other companies that are selling herbs. Just yesterday, we were contacted by a guy that has a spray for burns, and we've been contacted by another company that they can look at the biflavonoids and something else on the skin that they test, but I really can't remember what it is. But it's to look at whether or not there's cancer indicators, and they're having us test their products. They're having us introduce this to their downline and the people who sell their vitamins. The doctors, we've had to hire two new staff members in the last week to try to keep up with this. And I just think it's wonderful what your show is doing for bioacoustic. I thank you for introducing us to this.
I felt like the same way you did, that it was kind of a synchronistic meeting that we practically backed into each other. It was like, okay, and I was thrilled to death to find out what you have going on. And I could see immediately how this could be used as not only an assessment tool, but also a delivery of therapeutic frequencies. You know, I've heard about frequencies for years in terms of other machinery and so forth. There was a point I wanted to make, and back up to it, that I really envision this being available within, maybe 10, 20, 30 years to your whole household, and that people will have this program. You know, and those of you who are forward-thinking, just consider this. You know, buy a fairly inexpensive program that you could monitor the nutritional intake of your family by simply having them speak into a microphone for 30 seconds. That's phenomenal. You can keep track of it on a daily basis and keep your family in much better shape. This doesn't have to be just available to the health professional.
Well, I think it's going to be as common as having your blood pressure taken when you go to the doctor. It's going to be in the doctor's offices, because we're starting this program at Hocking College to create technicians for vocal profiling, where they learn anatomy and, you know, all that kind of thing. But you're right in that we literally backed into each other. We were sitting, for the audience, I'll explain this, we were sitting next to each other at a health fair that the local college was putting on, and I saw this lady next to me pull out a microphone and put up a vocal graph, and I'm thinking, good grief, I don't know who this is, and that's our stuff on our screen. And I thought, wow. So I went over and I said, gosh, where did you get this program? This looks wonderful. This is our old stuff. And I said, well, this, and this, and this is that, and this is that. And Susan looked at me like I had two heads. Like, who are you?
Oh, I think I even said that. Who are you?
So I said, oh, this is really old stuff. It's just using notes. It's just using vocal range. And if we use frequency, we can get you very specific. So I invited her over to our table, and she just was flabbergasted, angry, but flabbergasted at the same time.
Not angry at you. I was kind of frustrated with how could this be out here if it's not supposed to be, and, you know, I was just kind of stunned by it. I didn't want to be, you know, at odds with you before I even met you.
Well, did I act at odds at all?
Because no, you didn't. What you did was to invite me over to see what you had done since then, and I accepted your invitation and went and looked, and by the time I got finished perusing that first level of programs, I came back over and I felt like I had a Tin Lizzy where she had a Cadillac, and I wanted her Cadillac.
Well, I think one of the things you were so amazed about is we could poke a button and get you instant reports that you had in your hand.
Right. That you can actually use with people.
And at that, you hadn't been exposed to the next step, which is the analog sound presentation, that where you're giving herb and we give sound, we get sort of the same effect. But if we do the two together, we get an incredible effect. And I was amazed at some of the cases that you reported after you came and did the first little course that allowed you to get these instant reports to manage. I think you were hooked.
Oh, I was absolutely hooked, yes. And I had to have the full program. I think I've been back two or three times even to go through that full-week course again. I'm wondering if this glitch on the line is a battery. There, that seems to be better. Maybe it's how I face.
Okay,
one of the ones that really surprised me, it kind of astounded me. Now, this is one of the more advanced programs, but I have a friend who came by, and she had, the history is that she had had tooth infection the first time that she came to see me and couldn't afford to see the dentist. So we made up a poultice out of Slippery Elm and a tea bag and some colloidal silver to fight infection and packed her gum with that overnight, and it drew the infection out. And she was able to postpone her dental work. But I had been after her to get that done. And then last fall, she developed some heart problems, which I associated with the teeth work. A dentist will recognize that the infection in a tooth can affect the heart. Well, a doctor will notice that, too. So we took care of that. And then this summer, she showed up, and she was having a low-grade fever. She was looking kind of yellowish. Her heart was going at 105 beats a minute when I checked it. And she just hadn't felt good for, a couple of weeks or so. And we did a vocal profile, and I started looking through some of the numbers that you can do with the advanced class. And I was expecting to find a certain type of pneumonia, just named there in the list of, what those frequencies are about. And it didn't show up. And then what did show up, it kept showing up, was hepatitis B. And I finally turned to her and I said, let's just get this out of the way. I know you haven't had hepatitis, and I certainly wouldn't want to diagnose that, but why is it showing up in your voice print? And her comment was that she had, she said, could it be the hepatitis B vaccination that I took for my nurse's training program?
Oh.
And I said, yep, maybe. When did you do that? And she said it was 2 weeks before, and I said, when did you start feeling like this? It was the next day. But she had done the hepatitis shot, and then she went to the dentist, and he had rooted around in some infection, and she had just associated it with the dental work. And I said, well, let's give you some sounds, and I did that, and immediately her heart went down from 105 to 55. It took about 3.5 minutes. She felt better, and she stayed and listened to the sound for about an hour, and we did this several times, and we got the temperature down and so forth. But we knew to send her home with a homeopathic for vaccination detoxing, rather than guess at what this fever was about.
Well, anybody that's going to get a shot should get a vocal profile beforehand and see if they have enough vitamin A, enough vitamin C, and all those carotenoid precursors, because without those, your body can't create the antigen that the vaccination is designed to create, and it just stays in your body as a live virus, and then that's when you're in trouble.
And while we're on the topic of vaccinations, Sherry has also put together a template program that you can purchase separately once you have the first things. It's called the Pre-Vac. Which is designed to screen people to see who's going to be at risk when they do take a vaccination. Do you want to say any more about that one?
Well, we can do look at what trouble has been caused after the vaccination, too. For instance, we're looking at a lot of peripheral neuropathy, nerve damage. For older men, they lose feelings in their hands and feet, and we've traced that back to the measles antigen and the inability to create something called etiocobalamin, which is a form of B12 that feeds the muscle.
Oh, my. See, that's the part I love. All of this biochemistry is kind of taught to you as you need it in each individual case.
Well, I haven't had any courses in biochemistry or chemistry. I just learned it because I find these cases fascinating. when somebody comes in with this list of symptoms that nobody knows what is, because they end up, well, it used to be they ended up here as a last resort. Now a lot of people are coming as a first resort. There's a doctor that gave me the most wonderful compliment. His name is Roman Shruckey, and he said, "You are the doctor's doctor."
Oh.
And he sends all of his patients here that don't have an immediate response to what he wants to do with them. And we do the management and stuff with it, send it back to him, and then he takes care of it. He's done an awful lot with cancer and has provided us a lot of research about cancer that we can look at the different kinds of cancer. We can look at toxins, pathogens, hormones, the Krebs cycle. We can look at genetics in terms of cancer, and you can watch. These are the two precursors for cancer. Now, before any symptom, their vitamin A will go very, very high, and their catalase, which is a kind of a cleansing enzyme, will go very low. The next thing that happens, you can watch in the vocal print, is there will be a fault on arachidonic acid, which is a fatty acid, and hydrogen peroxide. And you can watch this just right down through their voice, because that fault on arachidonic acid and hydrogen peroxide is cancer food. Your body is then creating food for the cancer. It's called 5-HETE. And we can take the sound and we can back off that ability of the body to make cancer food, you know, and that's the same thing Pawpaw does.
Oh, okay. So that was your comment on Pawpaw.
Yeah.
It does that.
Well, it doesn't allow the sugars to be fed into the tumor. So as we look at, is this a toxin type of cancer, like something like asbestos? Is it a pathogen like worms and flukes? It's still somewhere down the line going to create some kind of physical tumor. And if we take away the physical tumor food by way of this 5-HETE and the pawpaw together, the cancer subsides. And we've seen it again and again and again. And the other thing that we've just learned about cancer is calcium psychosis. Because people get a little weird in the head when these tumors come and their body's giving off too much calcium. So we can undo that with sound. But I bet there's an herb that binds with calcium, isn't there?
That's a challenge. I'll have to look into that. That binds with calcium.
Mm-hmm. And it would undo that.
Oh, I know. There was a whole talk on this. Solomon Wiki talked about it at a conference. And it was what? I'll have to think about this. Maybe it's juniper. I think it was juniper.
But we should just do a whole seminar for the herbalist and bioacoustics on, okay, this is what we found, what herb deals with that. And that's where we're going to get our database for these people. Right now we're going to have to do it manually because I don't know enough about herbs.
Sherry has promised me that we are going to put out a program on an herbal program so that we'll be able to translate those frequencies right into an herb that will work. And she told me, this is fun, she told me that she's running into a little difficulty because the frequencies are showing up as chords. Isn't that cool? That is so cool.
On an herb, since it has two or three active ingredients.
Well, Pawpaw actually has 50.
Oh, well,
yeah.
We haven't decoded all of them, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
As we look at it. But I think one of the things that this will do for all of the herbalists and all of the different companies is make their diagnostic part of this, or I don't, you guys probably don't do diagnostics. But
well,
it,
we can't name
easier.
A disease, but we have to assess the situation some way, and
so,
we're allowed to do that.
So you do that with systems?
Yes, we look at systems and their relationships to each other.
We put together some of that in terms of notes so people can translate from the older systems that they're using and the muscle systems that they are using into these new computer programs and just make it a lot easier. Susan, when you started, I'll turn the tables on you. When you started using bioacoustics, how did it change the way you dealt with people as an herbalist?
First, I had to learn to trust it, and I'll tell you this. What it says on that piece of paper is true. And when you question people, you find out over time. And I do trust it completely. A lot of times people won't even remember you know, or figure out why this a certain thing is showing up, but they'll think of it in a day or two, and they'll come back and say, yep. You know, the question was, how does it change how I treat people?
No, what does it change in your system?
In my system, I have quit asking the long questionnaire in at the beginning because I trust the vocal profile to find all that. I still look at eyes because I want to see an overall view of the constitution. But I can use the nutrition consultant every time they come and see and use that as an assessment for how we're progressing. It's quicker, and we're able to get down to the root cause much, much, much faster. And a lot of my clients that have had, you know, chronic problems that have been long-term, I'm thinking of one woman who's had a chronic lung condition. Now, she told me not too long ago that when she first came to see me, she figured she was dead within a month or so. She was feeling so bad. And she had been through antibiotic after antibiotic with her lungs. And we've gotten some improvement over time. We've used every herb known for the lungs, and the mucus has cleared. I mean, it's not thick and yellow and gurky anymore. It's a clear fluid kind of thing, but it's not gone. So we started working with her with the bioacoustics to find out, you know, what it is we're dealing with. And one of the first things that showed up for her was a refrigerant. And she has an ice cream truck. And she told me the refrigerator was bad a couple of years ago, and it stayed bad for a while before they got it fixed. So it could be that she was dealing with a chemical all along. Now,
so it was a poison to her and not really something inside her body that was a cold or a germ or something.
Yes, but there were also some pneumonia things showing up as well, but I think that progressed as she got weaker and weaker with that. But in dealing with her sounds, we can find some frequencies and pull that out rather than have to find an antidote to that in the chemical world.
Well, did you find out that it decreases your time to work with
somebody? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, when people, you know, they're coming to an herbalist, they usually give you one chance. You know, and if you don't get immediate improvement, they can be real bad advertisement for you because they go away and say, you know, she didn't help me. We have a tendency to give ourselves 3 or 4 visits to the doctor before we give up, you know, but it helps me to really nail it the first time out, you know, just to really get to it right away. It's really kind of peculiar, though, because people look at you like, you're putting a microphone in front of my mouth? What is this? It's like weird, you know.
Well, we have lots of backup now. I mean, Pfizer Pharmaceuticals is using this. A lot of people are using vocal profiling now, and even Pfizer is using our technique.
But now that I've gotten to trust it, I love the fact that it's non-invasive. It's quick. You know, there's no invasion of privacy. You don't even have to tell me your history if you don't want to. You know, just put the microphone in front of the person, and you'll find it.
Do they like it that you can hand them these printed out reports from the computer and they have something to take home with them?
Oh, yeah, and especially, you know, intelligent people who really want to take hold of their own health, they love that, what you call the green sheet, which is a sort of a shorthand of some of the things that have been found over time about certain nutrients. And what Sherry has done there is to put a list together of what the cofactors are for different nutrients and minerals, amino acids, and cell salts in the body. And then you can look at that and see, you know, if you're low on iron and you find that it needs vitamin C to work right, if a B vitamin needs a B complex to work well, vitamin E must have selenium. You start to source, you know, you source out the really the deep down problem there. I know in my daughter's case, when we looked at that particular sheet, everything was a cofactor. Vitamin C was a cofactor for everything in her that was high. And when it's high, it's in the body but not available for use. It needs a cofactor to make it more usable. And vitamin C was it. So all we did was give her vitamin C and it took care of her problem. When it looked like it was a multifaceted situation.
Well, there's two things I want to say about that. People can get that green sheet from our website if they'd like, and they need to go to nutrasounds.com, and they can download that green sheet. Just on the left-hand side, there's downloads, and they can have a copy of that if they want. This is just a new website we're just now putting up. It doesn't look great, although it looks okay.
We're working on it.
But it's got a lot of information there. And one of the things that we found with the old style time domain graph, where you know you have a short and tall graph, we found that if we looked at something that was really high, our first tendency was to try to take that out, especially for left brain people. So in this case, we can look at, say, kids with ADD, and their adrenaline is a sky high. But we have to give them adrenaline and the cofactors of adrenaline in order to make that usable for them. And the same thing with calcium. With women, we have to find out what the cofactors are, you know, the essential fatty acids and boron and magnesium and vitamin D and all the other things you need for calcium, especially as we're going through menopause and osteoporosis. We've templated all of that so we can see exactly what's going on in the body and what's too high and why it's high. You just can't guess at what to give somebody.
Speaking of hormones, I put a woman through that hormone template just the other day, and it was fascinating to me that we can go individually and find out what's high and low in the hormonal situation at menopause time. You know, prior to that, it was simply I would pull off black cohosh that's time released, and I would say to the client, you know, 10% of people get a headache with this. So if you do, please just come back and we'll find you something else. And I would give them a hormone balancing combination and some progesterone cream. And if that didn't work, we'd mix up some oils. And they could spray that. But with this program, you can find out specifically which hormone is off.
Absolutely. And you can look at ratios when we quantify what's going on. Mm-hmm. And this, again, is all the stuff that we want online. And we're trying to raise money now to get this online. So if anyone's interested in helping us, we need all the help we can get because we want this to be in people's homes so they can test it every day. We want to have a pregnancy test online and a cholesterol test online. You know, Susan, I was thinking, we did one study with people holding their pharmaceuticals, their pills. Mm-hmm. They didn't take it. They just held it in their field. And we did vocal prints, and they read the same thing before and after. And we were able to see if that scattered their voice, which means that's not good, or they made their voice more coherent. I bet we could do the same thing with herbs before they ever ingested it to see if that was good for them.
That's what I'm saying. It could work like just like muscle testing. Because that's what a lot of people who do muscle testing do, is they'll put the whole program in the person's field and then muscle test and see if it strengthens them. And this would show it right there. Put the whole program, you know, on the table and test the voice again.
That would make it so the herbalist could choose the right product without ever having that trial and error that you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about, yes.
Wow.
That's that, and what a huge difference it makes, you know, to not have to guess around about it. Which is what the medical profession has to do, too. You guess, you know, what the situation is. And that's one of the problems is that, you know, there are misdiagnoses all the time. So
One lady come in here, and she couldn't use calcium. Mm-hmm. And the doctor said, check her calcium. And sure enough, her molybdenum and copper was off, both of which is need to keep the proper calcium ratios. But oxalic acid showed sky high. And I said, are you eating a lot of spinach?
I was going to say, that's in green beans, isn't it?
I don't know if it's in green beans. It's certainly in spinach. I'll go look it up.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I try to eat about a bushel a week because they told me it was good for me.
My word.
That's what binds with the calcium and makes it unusable.
I'll be darned.
So we find, not extraneous, but we find extra things in the vocal print that people don't know about it. We had one lady that came in for arthritis, and her hands were all crippled, but the computer showed us that the biggest problem was cancer and diabetes. She had a cancer in her thigh, but her blood sugar was just off the scale. And we reported that back to her doctor. She wasn't much interested in this because she wanted to be out of pain from the arthritis. And we did that. That was fine. And they did a little news story about that one. So we have that available for people on the site. The other site called vocalprofiling.com. And it's vocal as in voice, vocalprofiling.com. And if they want to look at the whole system of how this works, there is a free video, and it's part of a larger video that University of Utah student did as a master's thesis, and he sent it to us, and I was in shock because it was such a brilliant piece about bioacoustics, and he hadn't even talked to us about it.
Huh.
So we bought that piece and put it online for people so they could see the whole technique. We also have another video available about Dr. Russ Rudy that had MS and how we were able to look at what was causing his MS, and it was myristic acid and a couple of other things. And his nerves regrew in his legs from the waist down. It took about a year and 2 months, but the nerves regrew. That's impossible. And we have another video that was done, I think, by Channel 5 in Dayton about the reversal of fibromyalgia and how many millions of people have fibromyalgia that is uncurable. All they can give you is a pain pill. Do you guys have an herb for fibromyalgia?
Actually, we do have a product in Nature Sunshine called Fibralgia, which is a combination of malic acid and a very absorbable magnesium. Couldn't say it. Yeah, magnesium is always short in those muscles. But then you still have to find your underlying root cause.
Absolutely. A lot of times it's oxygenation at a cellular level. But one of the things that we found in the people that were sent to us for the study of fibromyalgia, a lot of those people had high iron. It wasn't fibromyalgia at all. That was the symptom. But the root cause usually for fibromyalgia is the inability to process oxygen in the cell to get rid of the lactic acid. And these people that had iron as a problem, they didn't have the oxygenation issue, so they really didn't have fibromyalgia. So we were able to go back to the doctor and say, this is a wrong diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
This person doesn't have it. Another one had really severe inflammation in the joints, but it was a bacteria. And the computer program showed that, and they had diagnosed that as fibromyalgia.
Right, it becomes a catchword, and so does chronic fatigue.
Yeah.
And that's something I was told I had about 10 years ago. So I'm living proof that it is curable. You know, I do keep a schedule now, as you know, Sherry. I had reached a point where I couldn't even keep a schedule and wouldn't promise to be anywhere because I couldn't trust myself to be able to move. And that was a combination of being exposed to my husband's drugs when he had heart problems, because those drugs are, you know, going to be damaging to anyone who comes in contact with them. You'll have the side effects. And, of course, he had to be pulled out of the woods when he had congestive heart failure. But I just wanted to say this. It took us 4 months using CoQ10, magnesium, and vitamin E to get that heart back to normal size and normal function. Hey, I'm working with a fellow right now who tells me that he's got a valve that is, he was born with it not complete,
mm-hmm.
and we're talking about using bioacoustics on him.
We have completed heart valves, and we've even helped the body regrow a ruptured heart valve. What we do is supply the body with frequencies that it needs, and it heals itself.
That's what I've been telling him. He's excited about it because his other alternative is open heart surgery. And say this about bioacoustics, or I will, that one of the areas that I see it working phenomenally well is anything around muscles and structure. It seems to help the body to get the template it needs to put itself back together.
Well, we also have a set of frequencies that will put the heart back into rhythm, and we've been using that for years. And another one for anaphylactic shock.
That's a whole lot nicer than a cardio version, I'll tell you that.
Talk about Norm's neck that you looked
oh,
at.
Oh, yeah. When we took the advanced course to learn to do the sound presentation, if you go through how to do the math and so forth, and Norman is very shy of, he's as shy of math as I am of computers. Okay, so, and you know how that is, Sherry. So he was really reluctant to even try putting pencil to paper and doing any of that. But what he pulled out of the computer himself was the first frequency was the same frequency as the shoulder muscle that had been removed when he had malignant melanoma 24 years ago. So he has a droopy shoulder from that surgery. And that frequency turned out to be the same frequency as L-tarine, which we all know is very important to the heart. I found that fascinating. The next thing that he pulled out was a genome, which means it's a genetic situation for the heart. And we know that to be true for him, too. In 1994, he had congestive heart failure, and the cardiologist he was working with had also worked on his father. And one of them was quoted as saying, "I'd recognize that Gingrich heart anywhere. You know, it was misshapen." And he did not go the same route his father did with years and years of very expensive heart surgeries and so forth. We used nutrients and got that taken care of. But that's the second thing that the computer picked out for him. The third thing was an allergy to the mold associated with wheat. And we know that to be true, too. His heart rate will go up 35 beats a minute if he gets into wheat. So,
like walking in it or eats it?
When he gets into it. I mean, he eats the sandwich. It's, of course, the thing he loves the most. So, you know, by the way, you tend to be allergic to something you love. So,
I found potatoes, if he can stand that. Potatoes are a good substitute because the wheat has 18% potassium, and that's usually what people are craving when they want wheat.
Well, he always is showing up low in potassium, so we just can't seem to give him enough potassium. We're still working on that.
When they crave tomato juice, it's usually vitamin D. So all of these food cravings, the body is very intelligent and trying to get what it needs. Here's a off-the-wall story. We had a lady coming in here, and she was craving pop. And she said she just can't break herself of it. Well, my granddaughter was doing a study on pop and how it eats away tooth enamel because it breaks things down. And we started looking at her enzymes, and she just didn't have enough digestive enzymes to use protein at all. And when we started giving her the enzymes that digested protein, her craving for pop went away. Now, the body knew that the pop was going to do the digestion.
Right.
It was a Band-Aid, but think about the intelligence of the body doing that.
That's funny because that's the first thing I usually give people is food enzymes because we are not digesting. America is starving itself on a full stomach because we're not digesting well. The number one drug being sold is Nexium and Prilosec, which is because we're not digesting well. You do yourself a great service just to take some enzymes to start with.
The other one is nicotine. People who are craving nicotine and just can't give up the habit, well, nicotine is the same frequency as one of the thyroid enzymes.
Ah.
So the body is craving that.
How interesting. And then I've got an herb called lobelia that we work with that replaces the nicotine at the cellular level with lobelin, and it's non-habit forming. So you can start taking lobelia and wean yourself off the cigarettes. But now I'm going to add taking things for your thyroid as well and really checking into that.
Well, we have templates for thyroid, too.
Yeah. Now, let's go over this we'll call them the short programs, the template programs. You've got one for heart, one for,
eyes. We just did one for ears. We're doing one for Alzheimer's. Anything that people request. We're doing one for schizophrenia. That one's completed. It's done manually. But we don't want to put all of them in individual programs. We want to combine them so that when people go online or take the courses, they can go, check me there for this and check me for that and check me for that. And out can come their report that says, this is your issue. Like, we have one for sleep apnea and another doctor referral. They tried everything, sleep clinic, blah, blah, blah. And it was a thyroid hormone. And once we gave him that, he slept fine.
With my brother, it was sugar. When you stop the sugar, he stopped having problems with it. Okay, so we have these. Let's go over what the program would be if somebody wanted to do something. This month, Sherry is offering free courses. And those, if you get on Nutrisounds, that'll give you a schedule of when those courses are. And you can tune into those online. Or you can come here and take them if you're close enough to drive.
To Ohio, or
right.
You can even gather a group of your friends who want to deal with this or watch it, and
I'll come
present it. So you can present it where you are. Say one person gathers five or six people, maybe people that they know want to have this, and then you've got a group and a party going on, and it's like a free lecture for your group. We can do that also.
Okay, and then they can come in for the training on sound presentation.
Well, the first part of that, we do it in two sessions. One, we do a perspective and we show you profiles and the potential of what you can do with it and how you can use it with your friends or your clients or even start your own business with it, just with bioacoustics and not combining it with other things.
Mm-hmm.
Then we show them how to do it. Well, I should back up. We give them that. Then we give them a free download to use in class. Then we show them how to use it right on their computer and get their own report. Then at that point, they have to make a choice. Do they want to buy this small profiler program, which actually is three programs and a microphone and a reference book and an instruction book? Other than they could just buy that kit and do it on their own, too, and they don't even have to take a class.
Mm-hmm.
But from there, we want them to purchase this kit, which starts, I think, at $940 for all of it, the microphones and the three programs that'll print out reports.
So $940 can get you started with it.
Yes, absolutely. Then we hope they're hooked at that point, and they'll come back and take the larger professional class, because we think there should be at least one bioacoustic professional in every neighborhood. And once we get it online, that's certainly going to be true, because everybody that goes online and gets their nutrition report, they're going to say, well, what do I do with this now? And they've got to come to you, the clinician, to get their herbs or their vitamins or what muscles they should work on or how they should train. You know, in the muscle program, too, we can see 30 days in advance what's going to happen, what muscle is going to go.
Wow.
So that would be great for school programs, school athletic programs, even for professional teams to go in and test them.
Right, and then the sound therapy would be much faster to get somebody who's been injured back
we do a lot with stroke victims and getting their muscles back up and running.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who wants to take that course, that's the free one, and the free little download, which it really just gets you started, and we designed them to entice you to want this program for yourself, because we believe in it so strongly that it's going to help people. But they could email Heather, H-E-A-T-H-E-R, at vocalprofiling.com or just soundhealth@soundhealth.org. Or couldn't they go through your website, Susan?
The Nutrisounds? Did we do that?
Oh, Nutrisounds, yes.
Yes.
N-U-T-R-A-Sounds.com. Uh-huh. Do you guys have a website for your herbs?
Yes, we do. It's not up and running right now.
Okay.
I have to work on that. But you could email us at ngingrich, G-I-N-G-E-R-I-C-H, cinci.rr.com. That's the email. And if you have any questions, we'd be glad to help you with that. And frankly, it's about, for me, seeing a very quick assessment tool that is just spot on every time. It doesn't miss. And, you know, while you were talking, Sherry, I was envisioning you starting not just a whole new science here, which you have, and you've been credited with that. You got an award for beginning this science, didn't you?
Yeah, Scientist of the Year.
Uh-huh.
We're in lots of books and magazines. But I think the highlight of my whole career was being asked to be on a faculty of a medical school. That was awesome.
Oh, really? Where?
Capital University.
Wow.
So I teach this to doctors.
Uh-huh.
And I wear my little badge with honor, because that means I've been accepted by the medical profession. And I'm in awe that this little teeny thing that started with me being able to hear trees and herbs and developing it into a complete, almost immediate printout for somebody, so they can take vitamins intelligently. They can know what they really need, that people can supply herbs with acumen. So we know what's right for the person. We're not guessing anymore.
Yeah, and I love the story that you tell about how it was a hearing, you thought a defect, in fact,
mm-hmm.
on your part, and you could hear people's illnesses. And your thought was to, rather than just exploit this as a psychic thing for you or something, that you wanted to put this into a computer program so that the information that you were able to perceive could be sorted out in a scientific way and be made available to humankind.
And it would go on after I died. And
yes.
It has spawned a new science called sonistry, just like there are chemical cascades and pathways in the body for what your biochemistry is doing. There's math pathways, and we've just tapped into those to help people find, create, and hold their optimal health.
And what I've noticed, too, as far as you just mentioned the word math, this really is a science of numbers and the numbers that are involved with the human body. It's just fascinating stuff to really dig into.
Well, if people want more about the scientific aspects of it, they can go to our online journal, the Journal of Bioacoustic Biology. That's JBAB, justiceboyappleboy.org. And they can pull that down. It has our latest article in it about monitoring the lady I was talking about with induced labor.
And we promise you that we will continue to do research on the natural products, too, and what those sounds are with them.
Absolutely.
And it is time to leave.
Wow, that was quick.
Wasn't it? Oh, thank you, Sherry, and I guess we better just sign off now. Thank you very much for listening, and please make use of the websites that we've made available to you, and we would love to see you here in Albany, Ohio sometime for a course. Okay, thank you. Bye.